Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Trevor Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road, well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days and this time around. Speaking once again to Amanda J. Dernovschek, an attorney with Foster Swift, Colin Smith, PC, out of Lansing, Michigan. And Foster Swift has a half a dozen offices across the state of Michigan. This time around, well, welcome back, Amanda.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Glad to be back.
Excellent, excellent. This time around, I wanted to discuss something I've heard of but don't know much about, and figured that perhaps you would be the one to share those details with the Michigan business community. It's compliance for cafeteria plans. What is a cafeteria plan?
Thanks, Jeff. Cafeteria plans, like you said, a lot of people have heard of them. They've been around for a long time. And they're really plans that are designed to allow employees to pick and choose the types of benefits that they want to pay for, which hence the name cafeteria. It's kind of like a cafeteria line where you can choose, you know, what type of pie you want, what salad you want. So that's kind of a little history lesson on the name of cafeteria plans. But cafeteria plans are welfare benefit plans that are governed by Internal Revenue Code Section 125. They enable plan participants to pay for certain benefits on a tax-free basis. So this can be, you know, a great way to offer benefits to your employees. Cafeteria plans are the exclusive means by which an employer can offer employees the choice between a taxable and a non-taxable benefit without that election itself resulting in income to the participant. But to use this tax advantage, there are certain legal requirements that the Internal Revenue Service requires.
All right. Well, what are some of the legal requirements of a cafeteria plan?
So there are a whole host of legal requirements for a cafeteria plan that I will note a few of them here. First of all, a cafeteria plan requires a formal plan document. This plan document should include things like a description of the benefits that are offered, the eligibility rules for participation, procedures on how an employee can make elections for the benefits, an explanation of how the employer contributions will be made to the plan, and the identification of the plan year. In addition to the plan document, a cafeteria plan must only be offered to certain employees who are eligible, and it must only offer certain benefits. Another key component of the legal requirements for a cafeteria plan is that an employee election must be irrevocable unless certain circumstances exist. And what that means is prior to the beginning of a plan year, each employee must make their elections under the cafeteria plan and choose the benefits they want to pay for. And then those elections must remain in place for the plan year. And then the last legal requirement that is important to be aware of is that there is some discrimination testing which must be satisfied to meet the legal requirements. So the purpose of this, the non-discrimination testing purpose, is just to make sure that an employer is not favoring highly compensated employees over the rank-and-file employees. So that's some of the legal requirements for a cafeteria plan.
Oh, sure. Sounds good. And, well, it comes to mind then, well, what types of benefits can be offered under a cafeteria plan?
So cafeteria plans, like I mentioned, have a lot of options for the employees. And this is where cafeteria plans can be great for employers because you can offer a whole host of options for your employees. Cafeteria plans, though, must offer at least one permitted taxable benefit and at least one qualified benefit. Taxable benefits are things like cash, property, and benefits that require employee after-tax contributions. Qualified benefits, on the other hand, are benefits that an employee can pay for pre-tax, which is the whole reason for a cafeteria plan is that you get to access benefits by using pre-tax dollars. So some of the things that employers offer on a pre-tax basis through a cafeteria plan include group health coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, a health flexible spending arrangement, dependent care assistance program, and life insurance. There really are a lot of options for employers, and these are just some of the things that may be offered under a cafeteria plan.
Wonderful. And what employees are eligible for a cafeteria plan?
So the simple answer to that is common law employees are eligible to participate. The plan can also cover an employee's spouse or a dependent child who is younger than age 27, And the code also permits that an employee's tax dependent may also participate. Some clients will ask us about offering a cafeteria plan for the shareholders of a C corporation. And I will note that shareholders of a C corporation may participate, but shareholders in an S corporation that hold more than 2% of the ownership may not. As I mentioned earlier, though, there is some non-discrimination requirements. So if you are considering creating a cafeteria plan and you would like to offer the benefits to the shareholders of a C corporation, that may raise some discrimination issues, and you'll want to consult with an attorney when setting this plan up.
All right, then. Well, how can a company get a cafeteria plan document and ensure that they are in compliance?
So I would always recommend for an employer to contact an employee benefits attorney when setting up a cafeteria plan document. There are a lot of nuances and a lot of opportunities for employers. So, you know, if you're looking to set up a cafeteria plan, I would definitely recommend contacting an attorney. Foster Swift has an employee benefits team that has assisted many clients with creating new plans, updating existing plans, and ensuring compliance. So if you're interested in discussing a cafeteria plan for your company, please feel free to contact me at my email address, adernovchek@fosterswift.com.
Perfect. Well, Amanda, is there anything else that we need to cover in cafeteria plans?
I don't believe so.
All right, then. Well, thank you once again for joining us on the Michigan Business Beat.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time.
And once again, we've been speaking with Amanda J. Dernovchek, an attorney with Foster Swift, Collins Smith, PC, attorneys out of Lansing, Michigan, and Foster Swift has branches all across the state of Michigan. Today, we've been discussing compliance for cafeteria plans. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.